When you think about the Cold War and the impact of the Cold War on the Middle East, I think the best thing is to think of two different phases as the Cold War developed. The first would be really the period from the 1950s to the 1970s, and the second would be the period from the 1970s to the 1980s towards the end of the Cold War itself. The first period, the main theme is really the way in which Cold War politics became entangled with the politics of local national liberation movements, social revolutionary movements across the region and their evolution. Whereas the second period is much more emphasized in terms of how local politics begins to turn against the logic of the Cold War, sometimes turning against the actual patrons in the Cold War, but then developing in its own ways, in ways that became completely uncontrollable by the patrons themselves. So in some ways, the Cold War in the Middle East represents not only the development of the Cold War itself globally, but shows many of the symptoms of the development of the Cold War elsewhere. If you think about the first period is really the period of the 1950s and 70s, entangled with local politics, with national liberation movements, movements of social liberation, because this was the period of Arab nationalism. It was the period of the emergence of the Arab states from British and French imperial control, and the hopes within them of many of their populations for social revolution, for a new kind of order. And this takes two kinds of main forms as far as the Cold War is concerned. The first is the ideological and strategic competition between the superpowers in the region. Ideological because it seemed to be, in the period of national liberation and anti-colonialism, a great opportunity for the advancement of Soviet Union, but also for Marxist ideas of national liberation and social revolution. And the second period, the second theme, is really about the ways in which these sorts of opportunities were seized and the kind of alliances and relationships that began to build up across the region between the United States on the one hand and the Soviet Union on the other.